There has been a question about the movement in the Middle East and in India and even in the United States of the movement to religious conservatism. All things move in cycles. There is a push in one direction, a pull in another. Rise and fall, rise and fall. In a cyclical nature, modern religions have lost more and more devotees due to the strength of science and the needs of people in today's world. Many have stepped away from the traditional religions. The backlash to this liberalism of religions is the conservatism, the desire to consolidate and protect what they feel is their ideology, their power, their strength, and their influence in the world. And so you find this cycle in religion. You find it in politics. You find it in human behavior. There is a push in one direction, then a pull in the other. As more people leave Orthodox religion and fight against it, the Orthodox religion becomes more protective of itself, wanting to impose its beliefs and spread its doctrine. This is true for fundamental Christianity, fundamental Hinduism, fundamental Muslim religion. It is true everywhere. And the lines between the political and the religious become blurred, very blurred in many countries. Even when it is part of the doctrine of the country, such as in the United States, that there is a separation between the church and the state, still the influence of religion is strong. As the consciousness of people is awakening to a new and higher frequency on this planet, the reaction to that is the same as you see in the churches, in the religion. The conservative movements are dominating governments in backlash to the movement of people away from traditional doctrines. But there is also another factor, fear spirits the human condition. And when change is afoot, fear comes into the hearts of people, and that fear pushes them to where they feel safe. There is not only the cycle of expansion and contraction that goes on, and as the frequency on the planet changes, more people have wandered from traditional religion. More people have gone to meditation and mystical relationship to the divine. But as this has happened, the backlash of the organized religions is that they desire this more voice, more dominance. And there is a synchronicity in the politics that have gone in one direction and now move in the conservative flow to consolidate. But the other factor engaged here is fear, because there has been a frequency change, a consciousness change upon the earth. And it is going on, and it will continue on. Some call it a new age. Some call it a change in dimensions. Some talk of the fifth dimension. Some call it a transitional period in the evolution of mankind or humankind. But whatever the words or phrases you use, there is a shift going on. And in times of change, there is both opportunity and danger. There is both excitement and fear. And when fear grips the heart, people want to return to the known. They want to return to something that they can trust, that they have trusted, something that will make them feel safe. And they can become very rigid because there is fear in their heart of the change that is taking place, a desire to sustain what has been. But there is a change that cannot be thwarted. There can be reaction, but that reaction will not stop what is occurring. There is a shift in the psyche of human beings. More and more seek direct communion with the sublime, with higher states of consciousness. And they do not subscribe to the dogmas that have governed humanity for centuries. And with this change, there is a significant difference in the world and a polarization that is the natural part of change. Those who want to move forward into the change and those who want to stay back, who want to stop the change, because change brings fear. And it is indeed an unstable time in the world when many directions are open for humanity, but many of them hold the destruction of the human race. And people know it. They are afraid. And what do people do when they are afraid? Some want to confront the fear. Others want to deny what is happening. Others want to regress. They want to find something safe that they know. So the polarization that is seen today occurs. When this fundamental shift of an age, of a frequency, occurs on the planet Earth, it does entail evolution, evolution of living beings. In that evolution, there is the dropping of many forms and the renewal and the alteration of other forms. So you see, contrast is high in such an age, such a time. It is a challenge that humanity has now to move beyond materialism, to shift into a new age, into a new order. In the traditional sense, it is a shifting from the Vaishyan or the age of the material-dominated psychology and individualism. It is a revolution, not a revolution in the head of state, but a revolution of consciousness of people on this planet. There is a war going on, a war for the minds and hearts of living beings, a conflict between the old ways and that which will be. And in this there is danger, and there is great opportunity. For what will be is destined and cannot be changed. The path to that destiny that change can go this way or that, depending on how hard people fight the change. A new era in the history of human beings is coming. For those who speak in terms of dimensions, there is a dimensional change, a fundamental change in consciousness. For those who speak in terms of politics, there is a universalism coming, an inability of humans to maintain their focus on separation and individuality, a unity of those living on this planet. There is a shift to greater love, but it frightens people because of the change and the dynamism of change. And there are nuclear weapons to destroy the planet. There is AI to create a competitive intelligence, a species all its own that people fear. But beyond, there is pollution and destruction of the planet in all manner of ways. But beyond all these threats is a fundamental need for change, a need that is becoming critical. You have known for a long time that this will become critical. Either the self-centered psychology that has brought about these threats to the existence of life on this planet will change. If it does not, humanity will not survive. So, given this, the time is coming when change cannot be avoided. The alteration in consciousness is occurring, and I am firmly of the opinion that humanity will make this transition and go forward. But these are not easy times, and there are many pitfalls for human beings to step in their old ways. But the hearts of human beings are opening. Love transcendent abides. The shift to this love will dominate the human psyche. But you must ask yourself, what will it take for human beings to give up their personal greed, their groupisms, identity with a smaller group, wanting to destroy another group? What will it take for human beings to give up war, to become one world society? It's already occurring. It cannot be denied. That is why you feel the gripping pain of the wars in the world as you have never felt them before, because you are closer now. They are brought to your living room. The pain of one people is the pain of all. This is part of the shift that is occurring. The fundamental change, the uniting of life on this planet for survival. Technology is key in this. It has risen to a level of destructiveness unknown to mankind before, unknown to humankind. Now it must go to the next level, a level of constructiveness unknown to humankind. For the technology is the collective work of humanity, and it is the human mind which must change for the technology to change. The human heart must come forward. The love of living beings dominate. But there is help. There is a frequency change occurring that is disrupting what has been. For what will be is now on the horizon. What you can do in this time is attune to this subtle frequency through your meditation and your actions in the world. Be the light, be the embodiment of this divine light which is coming into the world, shifting and changing what has been, raising the frequency of the planet itself. Through your meditation, when you connect with the God within, with the divinity that is the base of all that is, you become a part of that beacon of light which is shining into the world and causing a shift to take place. You say, oh, the shift is terrible. People are going to war. Oh, so many things. There's this backlash of religion. No, don't worry for these things. They are passing reactions to a shift, a healing crisis, if you will. And it can get quite painful. But always keep in your heart the knowledge that this is not where it stops. This is a doorway to a higher consciousness, which is already on the planet and which will lift all the living beings of this planet to a different frequency, one of greater love with the divine presence, the infinite one. People talk of UFOs. They are part, this assistance in this time of transition is part of the transition itself. Naturally, more subtle and developed evolutionary manifestations will assist the birthing process that this earth is undergoing. A movement from a self-centered childhood, a maturation into the light. So meditate upon the infinite. Draw that light of divine existence through you. Let it embody in you and move into the earth plane. Be a part of this change that is imminent. Don't worry for the chaos. Don't worry for the reactive minds. Don't worry. Keep your focus on the light, on the love. Let your heart open. And when it holds the pain of living beings, shower the compassion of the divine on all those beings, for they are your brothers and your sisters. Whether they are in Syria, Iraq, Iran, Gaza, the West Bank, the Israelis in their homes crying, all the awakening human beings recognize the wrongness of what is occurring. Passion of the heart will find its place in this world. Bring the light into you and let it move out into the world. Bring the love of Parama Purusha, the Infinite One. Let that be your lodestone. Let that be your home. And then let it flow through you, through your body, through your mind, out into the world. You are not helpless in this situation, but the work you do may not be in the physical plane.